Good evening, creeps. This is Hunter Galloway opening the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. Tonight we're turning over our stage to the Phillips Lord production, Gangbusters. Our curtain is going up, and here is your announcer.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters!
Special attention. A serious crime is being committed every 40 seconds. A murder every 3 hours.
Gangbusters. Presenting facts in the endless war of the police on the underworld. Facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their work of protecting our citizens. And so we introduce Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, who will interview by proxy Colonel Austin R. Killian, Superintendent, Indiana State Police. Commissioner Valentine.
Colonel Killian, I've seen the reports on tonight's case, and I know about the daring robberies this gang pulled, all the way from Pennsylvania to Arizona.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. They operated in 10 states.
Where did it all start, Colonel Killian?
In Indianapolis, Commissioner, less than a year ago. On a cold night late last winter, the front door of a rooming house opened, and a man rushed into the dimly lit hallway. His face was red with rage as he ran up the long, narrow stairway to a second-floor room.
Who is it?
Open up, Grace.
Stinger.
Who'd you think? Open up.
Well, come in.
What's the idea, Grace?
About what?
You know we had a date tonight.
Oh, did we?
I warned you, Grace, I wouldn't be stood up again.
Oh, darling, I forgot.
You won't forget again.
Singer.
Shut up.
Don't hit me, please.
I could kill you.
Who are you going to kill, mister?
Who's this guy?
Nobody. Nobody.
He's Falls. Charlie Falls. Grace, get in the other room.
Please, Falls, Singer.
Yeah, Grace. Do like the man says, get in the other room.
Please, no.
In the other room.
Okay.
What are you coming here to make trouble for?
Any guy gets near Grace, I'm going to beat him to a pulp, you included.
You might get hurt.
Maybe. First, I'm taking a crack at your chin, you dirty... Put away that gun. Can't you fight fair?
Shut up, Singer. I'll do the talking.
Guns don't scare me.
Stand there. Yeah, that's better. Now, listen, Singer. I don't use this gun unless I got to. Trouble comes my way, I take care of it.
Yeah?
There's too many other dames. I'm not damaging this face of mine over one. Now, Grace don't mean nothing to me. Just another skirt. If she's your girl, okay, keep her.
Thanks.
Now, if you won't blow your top, I'll put the gun up.
Okay. Put the gun away.
Say, did you ever think maybe it's your fault Grace runs with other guys?
My fault?
Maybe you ain't treating her right. Maybe you ain't giving her the things she wants.
I give her enough.
Now, if I were you, I'd scram out of here tonight.
Sure, and leave Grace here with you?
Oh, I don't want no part of a two-faced babe. Come back and see Grace tomorrow, when you both cooled off.
Who says I'm going to cool off?
I do. And so will she after I talk to her.
Well, maybe you're right.
So long, Singer. I'm glad we didn't fight over no dame. Grace.
Did Singer go?
Yeah. Come here, Grace. I want to talk with you.
About what, Falls?
Now, what's the idea of giving a good guy like Singer the runaround? I'll take a kiss.
Oh, darling, I'd toss over any guy for you.
That's the way to talk, baby. But look, you know Singer's nuts about you. He'll do anything you say.
Yeah?
I could use a guy like him. Suppose you make a date with him for tomorrow night and sell him a bill of goods.
But I'm telling you, Falls is the right guy. You ought to tie up with him, Singer.
I don't know.
He's a big timer.
I'm doing okay, too, you know.
Well, look at the dough Falls has got. He dresses like a prince. He's class.
Sure, he's class. I'm not, you mean.
Oh, honey, you could be. Here's your opportunity.
I never was no gunman.
It's a good thing to know in any racket. Self-defense.
Maybe.
You can't walk into a deal like this every day.
Look, I had offers, plenty.
Well, talk to Falls, will you?
Well...
Talk to him. What can you lose?
Okay, honey. If it'll make you happy, I'll talk to the guy.
So, that's the way it stands, Singer. I need a second guy. If you want to tag along, okay. If not, well, that's okay, too.
You've been talking big things, Falls.
I do big things.
So I hear.
And we split the take right down the middle. 50-50.
I never handled a gun on a job.
Oh, you think maybe you'll mess up a bank job or something?
You can't tell. My experience is in another line.
You got the stuff it takes. Experience you can pick up.
How?
But I figure you and me will take a little excursion east. Around Pittsburgh, maybe. Pull a few jobs with a gun. Pick up a little dough. You get your experience.
Why Pittsburgh?
Three reasons. It's far enough away from the big jobs I got cased. I know a terrific dame lives there. And the only barber I let cut my hair is in Pittsburgh.
Attention, Pennsylvania Highway Patrols. Watch for black 1941 Oldsmobile Coupe driven by two armed bandits. These two gunmen believed responsible for a wave of armed robberies throughout Pennsylvania. Latest holdup, Monongalia bus terminal at Clareton. Bandits believed heading west. Cover all roads.
Well, Singer, you get your diploma. You're okay.
I like this business, Falls. Standing behind a gun.
Good feeling.
Yeah. Not a gun makes a guy a boss. Everybody knows it.
Well, I think we're ready for a couple of the big jobs.
Okay with me.
First, we'll rest up in Indianapolis.
Good, I'll see Grace.
You'll stay away from her.
What?
Stay away from Grace.
Look, nobody tells me I can't see Grace, not even
no,
you.
Now, wait a minute, Singer. Use your head. Maybe the cops know who's been pulling them stick-ups back in Pennsylvania.
You think so?
Well, if they do, maybe they'll be watching Grace. Now, why take chances? Stay away.
Maybe you're right, Fulton. We can't take no chances.
Hello?
Grace?
Yes?
Singer.
Oh, darling.
Oh, I'm taking a chance calling you, honey.
Yeah?
I wish I could see you.
Well, when will I see you?
I don't know. Falls and I are taking a business trip tomorrow.
How is Falls?
Oh, we get along. Look, baby, Falls told me not even a chance calling you, so I better not keep on the phone too long. Take care of yourself, you hear?
I will. Goodbye, darling.
So long, honey.
Singer, huh?
Yeah. Says he was taking a chance calling.
Sit down, baby. Give me a kiss.
Sure. And what a kiss. Falls, you were kidding, Singer, weren't you?
About what?
He said you and him are leaving tomorrow.
So?
Oh, you're gonna run out of me again, huh?
Business, baby.
I don't care about business. Well,
you care about automobiles and fur coats.
Where are you going?
Well, I got a loan company, lots of cash, and Ladoga, Indiana, all cased out.
After that, you're coming back.
Well, we may head west. I also got a little business out in New Mexico and Arizona. But first, we'll see how we make out at the loan company. I'll write you, baby.
Attention, Conestoga, Indiana, held up and robbed by two gunmen. Bandits locked four employees in vault and escaped with $6,000. Believed driving black Oldsmobile coupe on Highway 234, heading west.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, Falls and Singer eluded the police and did head west, robbing and plundering every foot of the way. But at Phoenix, Arizona, a strange event took place. A short time after their arrival in Phoenix, Arizona, Falls and Singer went to an attractive residential section of the city, where they walked through an empty, unfurnished house.
And this is the bedroom.
It's not bad, Singer. Not bad, huh?
Falls, you think Grace will like the house?
Oh, she'll be crazy about it.
Think she'll like living in Phoenix?
Oh, sure. Who wouldn't?
Houses aren't easy to get.
Ah, you should have listened to me, though, not put so much dough into buying a house.
We're making it, so what? We'll make more. Stop telling me what to do,
okay,
will you?
Okay, it's your dough.
Ain't nobody else's. Except Grace's, maybe.
Okay. By the Brooklyn Bridge, if you like. Now, come on, let's get out of here. Got to get my shoes shined, and then I got a phone call to make.
Here's your party.
How you, baby?
Falls, darling.
Nobody else.
Think of it. You calling me all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Is that near California?
Yeah, baby, awful near.
You get my letters?
Yeah. I got all of them. I got news for you, baby.
What?
You're going to live in Phoenix.
Yeah?
Singer bought a house here for when he retires.
Singer?
Yeah, Singer.
He doesn't think I'm going to marry him.
Ah, let him think it. Let him pay for the house. He doesn't know it's going to be you and me living there.
Oh, darling. When am I going to see you?
Soon, baby. I'll write you. Maybe I'll even be dropping in on you. I got a big deal set with a bank back in Greenville, Illinois. You see, Singer? This is the time to pull a job. Just when the bank opens.
Yeah. Not many customers.
That's the cashier over there. I'll tend to him.
Right.
You take care of the customers as they come in.
Okay.
You're the cashier?
That's right.
Just the man I want to see. This is a heist. Give me all the dough you got.
What?
Roll out the dough, cashier. This gun shoots.
Well, every cent's still in the vault.
All right, mister. Walk to the vault.
Shut up, everybody!
All right. Here's the vault.
Open it.
I can't.
You're the cashier, aren't you? You get in.
The time lock should have opened 10 minutes ago.
What's the matter?
Well, it hasn't been working right. Time lock might not open at all.
You better not kid me, mister.
I'm telling the truth.
What do we do, boss?
Wait right here till it opens.
Might not open for hours.
I said we wait. Now, the first guy moves gets a slug between the eyes.
There she goes.
Now it's open. You, pull the door. Now grab up the dough, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, get it up here to me. That's it.
Okay. Give me that beautiful green, will you?
Come on, hurry it up.
Okay. That's it. That's it.
Now come on, let's get out of here.
Right.
$28,000. Believed heading north, Highway 127.
$28,000. Oh, brother, me and Grace are going to live in Arizona, right?
Well, if you don't get this crate moving, Singer, you'll be living on a rock called Alcatraz.
I got it, down to the floor.
We got to get off this main road. Every cop in Illinois is looking after us.
Okay. At the bottom of the hill is a side road.
Good. Take it. muddy in here.
I say, it's muddy. Must be 10 feet deep.
Well, give her the gun.
We should have stayed on the highway. Ah, we're stuck, but good.
We can't stay here. Come on.
Ah, nuts. There's a farmhouse over there on top of the hill.
I'll head for it. We'll grab their car or something. I'd kill you in a minute, Farmer. Remember that.
I don't care what you do to me. Please, my wife's sick in bed, my little girl. Please go.
Listen, the cops are hot after us, Farmer, and your car's busted. So we're staying in this house until dark. And if you want your little girl and your wife to stay alive, do like we say.
I'll do like you say if Daddy tells me.
That's right, kid. You got the idea.
Now get us something to eat. Some coffee.
We don't have coffee.
Well, we'll settle for tea.
I gotta make a fire in the cook stove.
Okay, get going.
You want me to help Daddy?
All right, Bonnie, come along.
I don't like this guy, Foss.
Hey, Farmer.
Yes?
You sure this shotgun you gave me is the only gun you got around the house?
It's the only one.
No rifle, no pistol?
Nothing.
If you're lying, I'll kill you, I swear. I'll get going with the food.
Attention all cars. Greenville bank robber's car just found in mud hole and abandoned near Litchfield. May have fled into woods or taken refuge in nearby farmhouses. Organizing search posses. All cars, Litchfield and vicinity, be on lookout.
I never seen a guy like you, Paul. I mean, a Damon Miles, only cops, but you got to shave. Always primping yourself.
Hey, listen, Singer, what I do is my business. Get over that wind and keep your eye out for cops.
That's my daddy's razor you've been using.
Yeah, so what?
My daddy lets me watch him shave.
Your mother's sick in bed. Why don't you go in with her?
I just was. I know where there's one like that.
One like what?
A gun like you got.
Like this pistol?
Uh-huh. Like that pistol.
In this house?
Sure, in this house.
Farmer?
Yes?
Come here.
What is it?
Your little girl says she knows where there's a gun like this.
I told you there's no pistol in this house.
And I told you what I'd do if you held out a gun on me.
Bonnie, tell the man you're making it up. There is no gun.
I'm not making it up, Daddy. It's right here in the bureau drawer.
I have no gun in there.
Open the drawer, little girl, and get me the gun.
All right. Way down the bottom.
Start praying, Farmer.
Sometimes I know. Oh, here it is.
Give it to me.
All right. But I saved it all the way from last 4th of July.
A cap pistol.
Just like yours.
Okay, okay. Keep that kid away from me. I got other things to do.
See, Daddy, I wasn't making it up.
I see, Bonnie.
Is this your letter, Daddy?
Where'd you get that letter?
Well, on the floor here where the man was shaving.
Give it to me, Bonnie.
Yes, Daddy.
Farmer.
Yes?
Come here.
All right. Bonnie, you go back to Mother's room.
Yes, Daddy.
Listen, Farmer, you've got to find some way.
Boss! Boss!
What?
There's cars. 5 of them.
Cops?
Yeah, they're cops. What do we do?
Stick by that window, Singer. Listen, Farmer, I'm sending you out there.
Me?
Yeah, you. You're going to tell those cops if they try to take us, we'll kill your wife and the kid.
No.
If you're not back in 3 minutes, your wife and kid get it anyway. Now get going.
Are you police officers?
I'm Special Agent Hurley of the FBI. Have you seen anything of
the
those men?
The bank robbers. They're up there inside my house. They'll kill my family if you try to take them. Please go away.
We can't do that, but our first consideration is the safety of your family. What have the men been doing?
Sitting around, eating. One even shaved.
That's unusual.
One of them dropped this letter.
Huh? Hmm. Paul Singer. From a girl. She's two-timing one of them. You know which one is Falls?
The big one.
Here's what you do. Wait until they get a little more restless, a couple of hours maybe. Then give this letter to Singer.
Singer?
Give it to Singer. It may force the break we need. We'll keep the place around until we get a signal from you.
But how can I signal you?
You have a fire going?
Yes, I've been making them tea.
Good. I'm going to give you a smoke flare.
A flare? What for?
After you give Singer the letter, say you'll fix him some more tea. Go over to the stove. If you see an opportunity for us to rush in, throw the flare into the fire.
Won't it explode?
No, I'll fix it. It'll make heavy smoke in seconds. We'll see it in the chimney.
If I get a chance, I will. I better get back. They only gave me 3 minutes.
You still have time. Come over here and I'll give you the flare.
What's the use, Falls? Those cops got us in a trap like rats. 5 hours,
right? Shut up, Singer. We still hold all the aces. Now keep your eye out that window while I take a look around back.
You like some more tea?
I've had enough tea.
I think I'll make some for myself.
Make a barrel of it if you want.
Okay. Is this your letter?
Letter?
I found it on the floor from Indianapolis.
Give me that.
Here. Sure you won't have some tea?
Get out of here.
All right. Bonnie, get the teapot from the table.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh, darling, I miss you so I can hardly wait to kiss you again. But Singer.
Let's see that letter.
It's from Grace.
Give me that letter.
From Grace to you.
So what?
Why, you dirty, no good. I should have known.
Cut it.
You and Grace, huh? You and Grace.
Singer.
I'm going to kill you, Falls. I'm going to kill you with my two hands.
Now cut it, Singer. Cut it.
I'll kill you. I swear I'll kill you.
Oh. Yeah, get up on your feet, Singer. Where's your brains?
Steel Grace, huh?
How we can't fight now. There's a million cops outside.
You won't worry about no cops. No more you won't.
Get some
sense. What do I care for cops? What do I care for anything?
Hurry! Get him out. You're covered.
You don't finger your
back. Shut up, you two. Put the cuffs on him, man. That was good work with the signal farmer.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You don't know how glad I am to get rid of those two, Agent Hurley.
About as glad, I imagine, as we're going to be to have them in a federal penitentiary.
Commissioner Valentine, Singer and Falls each received 13 years in the federal penitentiary. When they finish that sentence, they are facing numerous other charges in 10 other states.
Criminals like Falls and Singer deserve the sternest treatment the law permits, Colonel Killian. Congratulations to the federal and state police authorities and all departments who cooperated with them.
Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
Thank you, Commissioner Valentine and Colonel Austin R. Killian, Superintendent, Indiana State Police, who was interviewed by proxy, for bringing to our Mystery Playhouse stage an interesting story from the files of law enforcement agencies. Well, creeps, until next time, this is Hunter Galloway closing the doors of the Mystery Playhouse and saying, good night. Sleep tight. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.